Merakeid. The Malacha Merakeid, the basic Malacha, is done through flowers. The sifting flowers was part of the Siddur of the past. So there is a sugya that appears. Such as in Kufan. No, back on. Okay, we're about to begin the sugya of Merakeid here. Merakeid is talking about sifting flour, but this is through the past, in case you didn't know that. So we're going to start the sugya really on Daf Kuflam Mechazam and Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Melechas Merakeid as it relates to another issue, and that's Mishamar Sayayin. If a person has wine, which is Shmarmin, and dregs in it or something, and he wants to sift out the wine, presumably separate the wine from the bad stuff. So is that considered to be included in the Malacha Merakeid or not? So we've seen this Gemara already on a few different occasions. We saw this at the very beginning when we discussed Avos and told us a little bit in terms of Asra. Not off to a good start there, yeah.
We should do a pair called Kisai.
Okay, ready? Set? Go. The guys who listen online, they must like wonder what's going on. Okay, so we've discussed this Gemara both in terms of Asran, in terms of Borer. Now we're going to try to analyze this Gemara in terms of Merakeid. So the Gemara raises a shayla called Lamechasam and Aleph that Rishumai Masrinan, that the Mishnah told us that Meshamer is prohibited on Shabbos. The Gemara says Meshamer is Nisad Yaraisa, but it's not clear which Av Malacha pouring the wine through to separate the good from the bad wine, which Malacha does that fall under? So which Asura do we give? So Rabba Om Mishum Vayre, Rabbi Zera Om Mishum Merakeid. So Om Rabba, Kavasei Didi Mistavra, that it appears that I'm correct. Madar Bishol Vayre, Neitul Eichel Meniach HaPsolas, just as Vore. So the normal way to do Borer is to take the Eichel and to leave over the Psoilas. Af HaKanami, Neitul Eichel Meniach HaPsolas. So too, that's exactly what's taking place by Meshama, that you're taking out the good wine and you're leaving behind the dregs. So we already spoke about them. We spoke about Borer, that this statement of Rab is highly questioned. What it means that Darko Shabayra? That's exactly not Darko Shabayra. Sometimes that is Pshat, the Ram is Pshat. But again, we're not learning Borer now. We did such a great job in Borer last time. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Zera, Kavasei Didi Mistavra, Madargo Shemarake Psoilos Malmala, Vaeichel Malmata, Vachanami Psoilos Malmala, Vaeichel Malmata. The Rabbi Zeira somehow was focusing on the fact that Merake, the Psoilos, is on top, and so too by Meshamer, the Psoilos get stuff on the top as well. In contrast to Borer, Rashi says, where that doesn't happen. Rashi tries to explain to you a whole Shtigot Torah by Borer, why in fact that's not true, that when you Borer the kidney, so the Psoilos ends up on the bottom. Again, it's hard for us to understand exactly what the Metzias at Varmir is. So I'll call upon him. We have a machlekes in Rabin, Rabbi Zeir. Everybody agrees that Meshamer is also, and everyone agrees it's a nisim in our Torah. Question is, which malacha does it fall under? And the only thing that we probably see from the Gemara is that since Rabbi Zeir is focusing, making such a fuss about that what's on top and what's on the bottom, so Rabbi Zeir says that Yechayev Mishum Merakeid, he holds that you're not Chayev Mishum Boira. That's the only thing that's pretty clear from the Gemara. The question that we have to deal with is, what about the other way around? What about according to Rabba? Rabba was trying to convince us that Meshamer is Chayim Mishum Borer, because it's similar to Borer in the sense that it's Oichel Asa Oichel, Nagvas Oichel U Meniach Asa Psoles. So according to Rabba, holds that Meshamer is considered to be part of Borer, is how do you learn Pshat in Rabba? Did Rabba mean La'afuke Merakeid, that Meshamer is not Chayim Mishum Merakeid? So that would mean that there's a double machlekes between Rabba and Rav Zeira taking place, that Rabba helped. This whole pill is like a self-destructive thing. That there would be a... Maybe we'll just cancel Shiva today and we'll just have a picnic tonight. So is there a double machlekes in Rabbi and Rabbi Zeira that Rabbi holds if you're only chayav mishum boira and you're not chayav mishum merakeid, and Rabbi Zeira holds you're only chayav mishum merakeid and you're not chayav mishum boira? Or should we say no? That there's no reason to believe that Meshamer is not Chayav Mishum Merakeid. There's nothing different between Meshamer and Merakeid. One's a solid, one's a liquid. But there's nothing really fundamentally different between Meshamer and Merakeid. So that was never up for question. Everyone agrees that you're going to be Chayav. So Rashi already takes a stand on this basic question of the Gemara. And Rashi says, So Rashi says, I don't think that Rabbah denies the chiyuv of merak. It's poshut, this is sifting. You might not be familiar with this sifting flour, either you're sifting wine, it's all the same thing. So according to Rabbah, it's a dove poshut, and everybody said dove poshut, the mishum merak. The machlek is Rabbah and Rabbah Zeir, it is about Rabbah Zeir, also be mishum bar lava srahi, the lo dami lo bay, resha eich lamatab, salas lamala. So the whole machlekes is only, is it also bayir? But the fact that it's barachid, that's a dove poshut, that that's the case. So does everybody agree to this Rashi? So who disagrees? Which great Rishon disagrees with this Rashi? Taisus. So Taisus is not here. The Taisus is earlier on when it's being in the Fine Gimel Mebeis. The Taisus is trying to figure out who cares what Malach Yechayev for. And the bottom line is Yechayev Skila. So who cares which one falls under? So Taisus said that maybe the Nafkamina is you have to give Asura B'Shem Ha'av. That was Taisus' whole suffering on Gimel Mebeis. When you give Asura, do you give Asura B'Shem HaTolda, or do you give Asura B'Shem HaAv? So Tosfos says that even if you hold that you don't have to give Asura B'Shem HaAv, the only thing that is true, says Tosfos, is that you better get the right Av. If you want to give Asura B'Shem HaTolda, that's okay. If you want to give B'Shem HaAv, that's also okay. But if the Tzolom, you give B'Shem HaAv, you better make sure to get it right. If you see a guy writing on Shabbos, so don't tell him that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. That's not going to be a valid Asura. So in presenting that beer in the Gemara of Chavon Ches, I'll tell you something, I give him a day's rise, that about Bereish, Perek Tolin, Mash Mekhtas, the Tzok Latsu told him Moshe Ma'av, Tekom Mishah Mishum Ma'i Masurina, Bei Rabba Mishum Boi, Rav Zera Mishum Marakein, Vagam Zeh Yishlich, Al Tochi Purusha, Mishum Ma'i Masurina, Bei Shehei Chayav, Rabba O Mishum Boi, Aval, and he's going according to Rabba, Aval Nisim, Bei Mishum Marakein, Potur, So tell you the same, Bidas Rabba, who says that Yechayev Mishum Borer, so you better give the Asura Mishum Borer. If you give the Asura Mishum Marake, you're going to be up the creek, because that's not going to be a valid Asura. So the emes is that Tosfos didn't have to say that. Tosfos could have started with Rabbi Zeira. Tosfos could have said that according to Rabbi Zeira, if you give the Asura Mishum Borer, you're going to be up the creek. Nobody forced Tosfos' hand to say the Naftamina according to Rabbi, but Tosfos said it. Bottom line is whether they were forced or not, they said it. You see, Claude, that this Taisa disagrees with Rashi. So the Maisa, Bidas Rabba, who holds that Meshaber is Chayav Mishum Borer, are you also Chayav Mishum Merakeh? So according to Rashi, the answer is yes. Everyone agrees that Meshaber is Bichlal Merakeh. And according to Tosfos, the answer is no. But it's Machlekes Min HaKotza LaKotza. What's the issue exactly? Like Mehecha Taisa, that Meshaber should be any different than Merakeh? So, I don't know how to know why this should be why this should be different. So the Bi'alacha tries to give you some kind of a view. Anyone understand what the Bi'alacha was talking about? Yeah? Okay. I don't know. I never did Merakah, I never did Meshamer in my life. So he basically, what the Bi'alacha was describing is that the act of Merakah is an ongoing act. It means you have to constantly be shaking it around to cause the sifting to be happening. Mashenke Meshamer, you just pour the wine through and then it sits. And then eventually the act of Shimer happens by itself. So somehow the Bi'alacha understood that nekuda, that point of distinction, that's what the rabbi was zeroing in on. It's very hard to know whether that's right or not, because the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara never tells us harai according to Rashi, it's not true. According to Rabbi Taka, Ochai Mishum Rabbi. But somehow the Bi'alacha is trying to tie this pshat into Tosfos, that according to Rabbi, that's a distinguishing feature of Merakeh, that distinguishes Merakeh from Meshamer. So upon him, we have Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Within Das Rabba, according to those who are assuming that every act of Meshamer is going to be Chayev twice, according to Rashi's Pshat to Das Rabba, he's going to be Chayev twice for Boirer and for Merakeh. So what exactly does that mean? He's going to be Chayev twice. So the Mechaz Chinuch writes, and what he thinks that means is Pshut Kamashmo, the Imam is going to be Chayev two Chatosis. And we already know from the Gemara 9 Gimel that you can do in that one action, which can be mechayiv you two different chatos. Let's say, for example, a guy is zomer b'tzorch li'etzim, so it's chayiv mishum noteya, and it's chayiv mishum kozer. The Gemara has so many different scenarios where a guy can do one action, and it can be chayiv for multiple chatos. So the Mechaz Chinuch says he thinks the same is true when it comes to Meshamer, that when a person does Meshamer, so if Rashi is right, that you're chayiv. The Rashi is right that you're chayav mishum both, mishum borer and mishum merakeh. So silly things that Rav Hanani did. The same one act of Shiur Zayayin, we're going to nail you for two different chatosas. So that's the way the Michas Chinuch was pshat in Shitas Rashi. And the Eglei Tal says he doesn't think that is true. The Eglei Tal says that b'medav ha'mamurim, that we find that a person can do one mice and one pu'ula and be chayef for two chatosas. So that's like Zomer v'tzor v'yetzim, because the nature of Malachas Zereya and Malachas Kotzer are fundamentally different. Not only fundamentally different, they're diametrically opposed. One puts things into the ground, one puts things, pulls things out of the ground. So says the Vital, we find this concept in Halacha that you could be chayef twice for the same pu'ula, but that's only of the Malachas HaChalukos Zumizu. That's only the Malachas are basically fundamentally different types of Malachas. When it comes to Malachas Boirer, Malachas Merakis, let's not forget what the Gemara told us on Ayin Dalet, that Hainu Boir, Hainu Zor, Hainu Merakis, that it's basically all the same Malacha. So why is it considered to be, why does the Mishnah list it as three distinct Malachas? The Gemara says, since each one was in the Mishkan, so each one was Zaycha to be listed as an Av Malacha. It might not mean that each one is an Av Malacha. So the din is, let's say, if a person does Boira, and then 5 minutes later he does an act of Merakit, and 5 minutes later he does an act of Zora, so he's going to be Chayav three Chatos. So if you do Kosev, I write two letters, and then I come back an hour later and I write another two letters, and I come back an hour later and I write another two letters. If I keep on doing the same Malacha, the Hel Mechad, because I never knew in between that what I'm doing was Asur, so that's just repeating the same Isur, so I'm only going to be Chayav one Chatos. In the Chiddush of the Mishnah, if Boira, Zora, and Merakit are all considered to be distinct Malachas, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we view them like Abi Hilchas Chatos. Each one is a separate chiyuv of Korban Chatos. But says the Eglei Tal, b'medav ha'mamurim, that's about Chol Panim, you did three different ma'isim. But if you do the same ma'isa and that same ma'isa carries with it a chiyuv of Hainu Bara and Hainu Merakid, so that was never included in the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That was never included in this Chiddush that the Malachas are Chalukos Zumizu. It means you can't fathom, you can do one ma'isa, which is basically doing the same type of malacha and nail you two times. And the Michas Chinuch says it's not true. The Michas Chinuch says that Chiddush HaTorah, that each one of the malachas are distinct, that Hainu Bar, Hadazar, and Merakid are treated as separate and distinct malachas, so that means they mamash have no shaykhs to one another. I mean, in theory they have shaykhs to one another, but once the Halacha Mosh Messina declares that they're Alamek as malacha, and each one is a separate and distinct malacha, so then we say that the relationship between Bar, Hadazar, and Merakid is the same as it's the same as between Kaisev and Havara. Same as between Zoraya and Kotzer. So there's a very basic machlekes here between the Mechas Chinuch and the Mutal. What's the nature of this Chiddush HaTorah that Merakid is labeled as an Amalacha? So there was a Havamina that Merakid is not an Amalacha, that it's just subsumed, it's all the same thing. Bora, Zor, Merakid, it's all the same Amalacha. And Kamash Malon, the Halacha Moshe Basin of Lamates Malacha, said it's not the case, because each one was in the Mishkan, so each one is labeled as an Amalacha. So according to the Mechas Chinuch, so the Havamin is totally rejected. That means that that statement, Hanazar, Hanabar, and Merakid, is meaningless as Banazar. There's absolutely no ramifications to that statement. It's each one is treated as its own distinct malacha, and therefore we can plunk in the din of Zomer v'tzor v'yetzim to be chayav twice for the same Isa. Whereas according to the Eglei Tal's understanding of the Chiddush of the three distinct Avos Malachas, it's not that the Havamin is dead wrong. There is some Shemetz Maisa of Hanabar, Hanazar, and Merakid, that they are treated as one malacha. That the normal nafkamina being treated as one malacha would result in, even if you did two distinct actions, you would only be chayav once. So that fell by the way. So that's the chiddush of the halacha of Moshe Messina, that there are three distinct malachas. But there is still something left of it. What's left of it is that with the same ma'isa, we can't nail the guy's
mind. It seems like Tosfos is taking like one step further. He's saying that the
malachas are not involved. Right, because this whole machlokes Mechas Chinuch and Tal is only with Das Rashi. You know, Chanami, according to Tosfos, who says that the Mandiyomu says that Yechai Mishum, that Mishamer is either Bor or Merak, and there's nothing to talk about. But we're only, this whole strickle there is only an Alatzad that Rashi's right, but Das Rama.
And Tosfos is a little difficult to understand, because when you do Merak, you're essentially doing it for it also.
Actually,
saying that
there's
a chain of
Domelo,
that's very hard to say.
Wait, you're asking Stavakash and Tosfos, why is it going to make such a Lomdisha Hagdara? If we're talking about Hilchas HaSurah, the only reason why you have to give the HaSurah the right Malacha is just to make sure the guy's not laughing at you. So we made this error. Didn't we make this error earlier on? That if you would have asked me, I would have said, why do you have to give the right Hasra? Because the Halacha says you have to tell the guy he's only going to be Aveir. It's not because he's Malik Bo. And And that's why the Gemara makes a lot of sense. But we would have said that you have to identify the correct halacha. So if the halacha declares that Zora, that Merachid is not Meshamer, so then Meshamer is not Merachid. So then even though Belosh and B'nai Adam, maybe it's the same thing. If the halacha says each one is a distinct Aveira, then Taka Hasra is no good. So it doesn't sound the way. It sounds like the whole reason why you have to give the right Hasra is because otherwise Halo Malik Bo. So we Taka left the Tzarchian, right? Do we have answer Akasha? So then why does the Gemara make such a point in determining what the halachic precise definition of the malacha is? It should all depend on whether the Olam takes it seriously or not. No, do we have answers, Yosef? Do we ask this kasha?
Yeah.
Yeah, we left it. So, yeah. At least we're thinking in the right direction. We're asking the same kashas. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
I don't understand how the Mithraskan could say that we're totally rejecting the Hatimina after the Gemara says about Kudesh. The only reason why that's not considered malacha is just because not everyone does it. That seems to say that really all these things are sort of the same type of thing. The only what Kodesh won't accept is just because that's, you know, that's not everyone does it, but they're all really the same type of thing.
Right, so that's the question. So the Gemara did think that they're all the same thing, and the Metzias of the Ram, they're all the same thing, but Taklas, then the Mishnah is Mechadish does, but there are Lamates Malachas. That's the bottom line. So out of those Lamates Malachas, Zohar, Bar, Maracha, do warrant, each one counts as a Malacha. And that is an Afkamina Deraisa, an Afkamina that you have to bring a separate Chattas. So now the Mechas Chinuch calls the extra mile and says, okay, that once you have that Chiddush, so the Chiddush says that the Imam Shem knows that they're as distinct from one another in Halacha as Kosev is from Mofik.
It would be more like it's the Figaro.
He's according to Rabbah. This is all the. Oh, that Abaye, Rabbah. That's totally on that. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's all Rashi meant. I don't know. I'm not sure. The Rambam has a very vague comment about the sugya. So the Rambam writes, a guy is Mishama, so he's chayav. What's the lashon of Rambam? Remember? What does that mean? So there was a machlekes to Beis Yosef in the Be'er Halacha. What's pshat in that Rambam? And it says which? So the Beis Yosef writes that in which way? The machlekes to Beis Yosef in the Be'er Halacha, whether he's basically holding like Rashi, he's basically holding like Tosfos, that when he says Omishum Zeh, so he's giving you an option. You want to give him Asura, either for this or for that. So either Asura is acceptable, or what the Rambam is saying is that he's not sure what the din is. Same like Tosfos. That means it's either or, and he throws his hands up, and we're not sure which one you're going to be chayef for. So it's unclear what exactly the Shittas Rambam is. But Lamai says Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, that's for sure. And with the Shittas Rashi, so you have a Machlekes Degle Talmud Chasidim, how to understand what would the ramifications be of being chayef for. So comes the Gemara in the Sugya of Mishamer, and has a whole series of possible exceptions to this rule of Mishamer. So the sugya begins with Afkuf Lamates and Mabez. So the Mishnah says, Tzechel on the Mishnah, Masadin es hayayim b'sudrin, that a person can take wine and pour wine, Samal Sinud, means Mishamer, means to strain it. You're permitted to strain wine, provided that you're using sudrin, you're using some kind of a handkerchief or something. It would appear, the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that you're not doing it kederech, normal way of being mishamer. You're being mishamer using not a regular strainer, using some kind of a makeshift type of a strainer. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. There's a din that Masana say, I'm a sudrin. Of course, if this is the pshat in the Mishnah, so this always bothers us, this kind of a din. Why does this always bother us? This is what the Mishnah is saying, that you're allowed to basically be mishamer, shalom kederech. Yeah, so we are used to saying, you know, by the end of the year we're going to have so many exceptions to this rule that the rule is going to become Shloch HaDerech is Mutlach HaBchila, and we have to figure out why some Shloch HaDerech are also Midrabanah. I say it only in a joke. But the Pasha Pshad is, of course, Shloch HaDerech is also Midrabanah. You find many, many Mishnayos like that in Shabbos. So if Misadis Yav HaSudr just seems to be saying that if you're using a Sudr instead of a Mishameras, so that becomes totally Mutlach, that's hard to understand why that should be so. But that's what the Mishnah sounds like you're saying. Misadis Yav HaSudr. Then comes the Gemara on the first logic, my Amaz Iri. No sin Adam Yayin Solo, my Absolul, and the Sokhmish Amaris Shabbos, Enochoshish, Avalakurin Lo. So the Iri says that sometimes you're even allowed to take wine and use a Mishamaris, and it's not a problem. What is that? If it's Yayin Solo, what does Yayin Solo mean? Who quoted this Gemara? Who made this Gemara famous? Naomi Shemer, no, Avir, no. So Yayin Saluin, that Yayin Solo means that it's a clear wine. It means basically what Iri's telling us, that if you have Yayin that Solo doesn't seem to have any dregs in it anyway, is that what it means? There's no dregs in it anyway, so then you're allowed to pour it into the Mishameris. Yayin Solo is permitted to be put into the Mishameris on Shabbos. So you have to stop, read this Gemara, and say, wait a second, if it's so tzolol, so then what are you accomplishing by putting it into the Mishameris, right? Obviously, if you use the Mishameris, it's doing something. So the Chari, you have to like revamp a little bit. The Yayin Tzolol doesn't mean that it's totally tzolol, it means it's almost totally tzolol. It means there probably are some shmarim there, but apparently for some technical reason where the halacha isn't concerned with the shmarim. That's what's called the new category called Yayin Solo. Then the Gemara goes even further to say that sometimes you can have a situation where even if it's akurin, even though it's physically akur, maybe halakhically it's not akur. The Gemara has a new category called ben agitos, which at least Rashi's kind of given agitos means that it's at the time when the wine is first being taken out of the wine press, where all the wines are full of dregs, and therefore lots. Rashi says that at that time, people aren't so machpid about the dregs in the wine, so therefore it's not a problem. So from the fact that Rashi is learning Taish, learning Pshat, and Ben Agitos, to mean that you're not so machpid about the wine, so it's clear from Rashi that the gist of the whole sugya, the whole Chiddush of Zairi is that even though you are doing some act of Shimer, to say that no Shimer is taking place, that's pretty silly, because otherwise, what's the Chiddush of Zairi? Even though there's really there is some degree of shimur taking place, apparently the halacha isn't concerned with it because the person isn't concerned with it, or most people aren't concerned with it. It's not considered to really be halachically an act of mishamer. So if that's the way to read the sugya, so it appears that there are two different statements that are taking place, the two different coolers that the Mishnah and the Gemara are giving us with the malacha mishamer. Well, the mishamer is an issue, it's disaster, it's bur, it's maraka, the worst case scenario. But sometimes the Sham is going to be mutlach hatchila. And the Mishnah and the Gemara are talking about two totally different cases. The Mishnah is talking about Masanas Yayin Besudrin. The Mishnah doesn't say that Hacha b'mayaskina, that it's Yayin Solo. The Mishnah says that all wine is mutlach to be Masanin Besudrin. And the reason for that, Hefter Mistama, is that it's Shalom Kederach. Sudrin means in contrast to Mishameras. So that's Chiddush number one, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that Mishamer Shalai Kederach is Mutal Chachil, again, Hatam is high. Then you have Zairi who's coming from telling you a totally different din, but it's not related to the din of the Mishnah, that it's not considered to be an act of Shimur if you don't really care too much about the dregs anyway. And since the nature of the Heth of Zairi is not the Heth of Shalai Kederach, it's the Heth that it's not the Shem Allah altogether, so then even L'Sacha Mishameris is going to be totally permissible, even though normally Mishameris is the Derech of Shimur, but if this is not Shimur, so then it's totally Mutar. So that's, if you would just read the Gemara just at face value, it would appear that that's what's really going on in the Sugya. So who else presents the Sugya as such, besides Rashi?
Why are we reasoning we're not mocked about the dregs? Why putting in the pulse, like,
that's a very good question. So we'll have to see what's going on. What kind of heifer is that?
They drink it right out of the thing.
We'll find out. We'll have to see. So the Ran is the one who really learns this Gemara pretty befarish like this, the way we just presented it. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran says, part of what Rashi said also, but the Ran elaborates on a little bit. So we'll read the Ran on the Zayin of the Days in the Daf Erev. So let's see, we nimtz a paskin shel dvarim. So the Ran says, Since the pasuk shows Rav, this is the maskana of the sugya. The yayin should solo the rubayo the inchi lo kapti beklal mutu aseis also afilu zochem shameres kidei she yet solo biyoser. So the Ran has given us a few hagdaros here, but there's heliga words. So first of all, he's telling you that what's the definition of yayin solo? That most people aren't locked with the way it is. I mean, most people, you give them a cup of wine with these little drops of dregs in it, it's a nishka ferloch. So that's labeled as yayin solo. So that's muta even lesocha mishameres, like that was a lashon of Zairi. So now to answer your kasha, so why is this guy doing it if it's solo? The answer is because it's solo. We all said that there are still some dregs there. Like we were ma'arer. But obviously we're talking about the mishameres. Obviously there's something happening. But apparently going from the stage of being drinkable to being tzolo b'yoser is not considered to be the malacha of Meshameh, Merakit, or Borer for that matter. Now it says the Rana, what if you have wine that has a little bit of dregs in it? The Efshar the Mishtah Sehachi means it could be drunk the way it is. Most people don't drink it that way. So the Rana learns that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Sudra of Kifra Mitzvah Shari, the Ika Shinui. Then he tells us details, you have to be careful. Other malacha is fine. Okay? So comes around and says that's the din of the Mishnah, that if it's a little bit drinkable, but most people don't drink it that way, then Aide Shinui is mut. Now if you skip a line to the next line, V'yayin shu okal agamre, v'lo mishtei hachi kal, v'afilu besudra of Kifra Mitzvah, also. What if you have wine that's so gook, so full of garbage, that nobody, most normal people, nobody, mamish, not only normal people don't drink it, but it's not mamish, not usable. So then it's also even besudrin. So the question is, where did the Ran get this third category from? So we read the sugya, we read the same Gemara as the Ran read, and we only saw two categories. We saw one heter of the Mishnah, then we saw one heter of the Iri. So that's exactly what the Ran meant at the beginning of his words, that the Mishnah is talking about Aide Shinu, which is mutter, and Zairi is talking about if it's most people drink it, it's mutter. Where the world of the Ran come up with this third category that if nobody could drink it, so that's going to be also even Aide Shinu. Where did the Ran get this from? Who's that? Where did the Ran get it from? Just made it up. Huh? So Lechora, the Ran got it because he was wild with Akasha. Because we started out by saying that the Mishnah says that you're allowed to do Shimur with a shinoi, so the Ran says, wait a second, everybody knows that in Issa Deraisa, the shinoi is not going to be mutl l'chachila, it's going to be asa midirabanan. So, l'chora, the way the Ran solved that problem is he created a new category of shimur by saying that sometimes mishamer is asa mid Torah, and sometimes mishamer is asa midirabanan. What do you mean by that? So says the Ran, says aspidas haram. If you have wine that's mamish, not drinkable, so then to be mishamer, that's the malacha. That's exactly what the malacha is. You're taking something which is not drinkable, making it drinkable. So ein lecha shimur galu mizeh. So the Ran was assuming that's mishamer d'araisa. That's the only time that it's mishamer d'araisa, is only if it's not usable beforehand. Says the Ran. That if it's totally not drinkable and you're dealing with an issur of mishama deraisa, so then shinui is not going to be matar, and there's no mishnah that says that it's going to be matar. Then you go back to what Asvar Rishona was, that whenever you're dealing with a deraisa de shinui translates into being an issur derabanan. So where's the makkah for the Ran? There is no makkah, there is no mishnah, there is no gemara. Asvar Peshuta says the Ran, that there's no way that doing a shinui is going to be matar in issur deraisa. And that's not even what the Gemara is even talking about. I mean, this sugya is not even talking about Shima Deraisa. The Mishnah is already working with the premise that you already know that Shima Deraisa there's no heter for whatsoever. The Mishnah is talking about a Shima Derabanan. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah is giving you a heter by the Shinui. So a Shinui and a Derabanan, that already we're more comfortable with. That already we have a precedent for in Halacha. That a Shimur Derabanan, if it's only this a Shimur Derabanan anyway, if you do it Aide Shinui, that may translate, if you trade Derabanan a little bit, that may translate into being Mutla Chadchila. So the Ran is searching for Hagdara. He's trying to figure out, how do you know whether something is Shimur Deraisa, whether something is Shimur Derabanan? So he says, Mestama, the Hagdara should be, is that, is it usable or is it not usable? If it's a little bit drinkable, it's Shayach to drink, so that's not called Meshameh Deraisa. If it's totally not Shayach, so then that's called Meshameh Deraisa. So that's the din of the Mishnah, says the Ram. The second din of the sugya is the Issa de Rabbanan of Mishamer, which is Mutter, Ayde Shimur. Then the Ram comes and says, now there's a third category of Shimur, and that's Shimur that's Mutter Lechatchila. And what is that? That Shimur that everybody drinks this way. It's Mamish Noam, not that it is drinkable, not just that one in a few people would drink it, but everybody, the Olam, the Rova Olam drinks it this way, so that's not considered to be Mishamer altogether. And that's what Zairu is Mechadish to us. So there are three Havdars, or three different levels of Shimur, according to the understanding of the Ran. One is the Araisa, so no Shinri helps. One is the Rabbanon, which the Shinri does help. And the third is totally Mutter, and that's why Mishamaris is going to be Mutter. It's interesting that the fact that the Ran has defined for us three levels, this is already not a Chiddush, we've seen this by Tochen a little bit, we saw this by Boer, that there are different Dargas, there are Isis, there are Abundance, and being Mutter. But what's interesting to note is that the Ran is defining Mishamer, or Meraki, whatever Malacha, where the Avalacha is, he's defining the Malacha as only a Tikkun that's transforming something that's totally not usable into being usable. Then and only then is it called the Malacha D'Araisa. To transform something that's usable to some people, even though the Rove doesn't use it, that's not a Malacha D'Araisa. It's a very interesting thing, because usually, we think usually the Malacha is Nikva Vasa Rove. So here the Ran's telling us that it helps Malachas, that may not necessarily be the case. That means if something is B'Shas Al-Chak, usable, even though most people would not use it that way, that's not called a Malacha D'Araisa. Mashal Mador V'Domeh, so, when it comes to Malachas Bishul, it's Klal Avein Bishul Acha Bishul. Once the food is already cooked, so then it's not subject to Bishul anymore. So what's considered to be the Mavushal and Ulf Shabbos? So the Gemara says that the Shir is Michael Ben Jusoi. So according to the Rashba, once food has been cooked to Michael Ben Jusoi, and you go ahead on Shabbos and recook that food to the point that it's Mashal called Tzarcho, that's not called Bishul on Shabbos. According to the Rashba, it's not an Issa D'Araisa, it's probably not even an Issa D'Rabbanan. So we'll talk, we'll get to Bishul, so we'll talk about whether we hold it to Rashba. The Ram disagrees with it. But what is the Rashba saying? A tremendous Chiddush. That the Rashba says that Maicha ben Jusoi is Kaveya, whether it's called Bishul, even though Maicha ben Jusoi is not the normal way of eating food. Most people, if you interview them and ask them would they eat food of Maicha ben Jusoi, the answer is, unless they're a Ganav like ben Jusoi, the answer is no. So L'chora, Maicha ben Jusoi is like the halach equivalent of wine that could be drunk with the dregs in it, but most people would not drink it. So just as the Rash was telling us in Uchaz Bishul, that to take food that once it's edible for some people, once it's already reached the point of the Machab Ender, so even though 90% of the people would turn their noses at it, that's not called Bishul, that's not called a Tikkun, that's not a sufficient Tikkun in Halacha to be labeled as a Malacha D'Araisa. So that's the exact same thing as the Ran is saying here also, that once the wine is drinkable to some people, even though granted not to most people, that's not considered to be sufficient tikkun to be labeled as a malach deraisa. It's an interesting idea, because usually in halacha we go basarov, here we're taking the mir into consideration to defining the malach deraisa. Right, but that may have been only the rabban, that's what we spoke about, that may have been only being kaveh, what's called the rabban or not. Right, now we weren't so sure, that's a good raya. But here the Ran's staying in the love of the Araisa.
Is that Kodesh?
Huh?
Is that Kodesh?
What do you mean, what is it?
So we said that,
it's hard to know. It's hard to know if this carry over to all Malachas. I don't know. It just struck me that this idea that the Ran is telling us. So again, what forced this Ran's whole hand over here? What made the Ran come up with these new razzle-dazzle, fancy three levels of Mishamer? Because he was bothered with the kasha, that on the one hand the Mishnah speaks about only being matir besudrin, and the Gemara talks about being matir even idei mishamera. So the Ran had to create that there are different levels of shimur that are taking place. So the Rambam had a totally different beer this entire sugya. You read through the Hagos HaGrah. Anyone bothered to look long Grah and Shinya Tess? No, okay. Took the Grah. Didn't listen to the Grah. The Grah said, look what he said in Shinya Tess. So basically, The Rambam's view in the Gemara is totally different than the Ran. The Rambam, in the whole premise that we started the sugya with, so the Rambam denies, was we thought that the Mishnah and Zairi are telling us two totally different things. What led us to believe that is that the Mishnah used the word Sudrin and Zairi uses the word Mishameras. So what does the Rambam change? Rambam says that what does the word Mishameras and Zairi mean? It means Sudrin. Mishameras just means a utensil that's doing the act of Shimer. It doesn't mean a Mishameras and then you know, in the technical sense of the word, that it's an official sifter, just means whatever's doing the act of shimur. So what type of thing is doing the act of shimur? So says Zairi, just look at the Mishnah, Masanas Yam Sudr, the Mishnah is the Beferish, and it's only going to be Mutray De Sudr. It comes out according to the Rambam that there's really only one din. And Zairi, in effect, is being machmer on the Mishnah. That means he read the Mishnah, Masanas Yam Sudr. It sounds like it's totally mutter. All kind of wine is mutter to be masana besudrin. So comes the Iri and says, no, but only if it's yain sol. If it's not yain sol, even besudrin is going to be also. So it's mamish minachot lakot from the shita of the Ran. Comes the tour and has an entirely different reading of the sugya. As follows, is if you were reading this Mishnah, this Gemara, so you would walk away and say that there's really only one potential issue involved, and that's the act of Shema, whether it's Morocco, whether it's Virus, and that depends on the first half of the Shia. But in terms of bringing in any other Malachas into the picture, so you don't get the impression that there is any other real other Malach involved. So comes the tour and throws a Mamash a curveball at us, but there's another Malacha potentially involved there, and that's the Malacha of Kibbutz, the Malacha of laundering. Laundering, who's laundering? What are you washing? That you're potentially washing the sudrin. You see, what is a sudrin? It's a handkerchief. So taking a handkerchief and you're pouring a liquid on it. So that may be some smack through a problem of kibbutz. So comes the Torah and says that's the answer to this entire sugya. You want to know why the Mishnah starts out with the sanas ayin besudrin and then Zairi switches to mishameres. So says the Torah, the answer is as follows: that if you look carefully at the lashon of Mishnah and the lashon of Zairi, so you'll notice that there's a little bit of a difference. What's the difference? What's the nuance besides the Sudra and Mishameras? What other phrase is different? Mayim. In the case of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah is only talking about Yayin, not talking about Mayim. Excuse me, whereas Zairi all of a sudden introduces Mayim Tzululin into the picture. Zairi is talking about both the wine and the water. So what's the difference? It says the Torah that when you're dealing with Misanenes HaYayin, where the issue is only Yayin, so that you don't have to be concerned with an issue of kibbutz, because there's no kibbutz. Everybody knows that there's no some people know that there's no kibbutz. There's no kibbutz with yayin. The Rambam is assuming. So therefore, the Mishnah had no qualms to tell you. The Torah is saying there's no issue of kibbutz on sudrin. There's no issue of kibbutz with yayin. So therefore, the Mishnah says masadan sayayin be sudrin. So the Mishnah is not addressing the issue of kibbutz. There's nothing to be concerned with in terms of kibbutz. What if a person wanted to be masada be mishameres? So masada is there'd be any problem with that. So if there's no problem with kibbutz on a sudr, so for sure there's not going to be any problem on a mishameres. Basically, a sudr is more susceptible to kibbutz problems than a mishameres. So according to the Torah, when the Mishnah says Masanas Ayayin Besudrin, it doesn't mean a sudr in contrast to mishameres. It means that Baruch Hashem, even a sudr is mutter, and Kal v'chomer that a mishameres is going to be mutter. So this is mamash a different mahalach. This is mamash from Lafiel. It means both the Ran and the Rambam understood Pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says sudrin, it meant sudrin in contrast to mishameres. The whole machlokes the Ran and the Rambam is that. Is there ever a time that a mishameres is mutter? So according to the Rambam, sudrin is the only thing that's ever mutter. I mean, as the Iri said mishameres, he didn't really mean mishameres, he also meant sudrin. So only sudr is mutter, nothing else is ever going to be mutter. And according to the Ran, no, sometimes even a sudr is going to be mutter, and even a mishameres is going to be mutter as well. And that's what the Ran is giving into the different details, the different criteria, when do you say that and when not. But the tour is going mamish from the other, total other extreme. The tour is saying that Masanah is a Yayin, the Sudrin, So that means that Suda is mutter in Kal v'Chomer, that a Mishameris is going to be mutter. And it's only Ze'iri who later on in the Sugya introduces that factor of Mayim. Once Ze'iri introduces the factor of Mayim, so that's when Ze'iri starts to get nervous about kibbutz. Now you have a kibbutz problem. Oh, yeah, you have to be careful. What exactly are you using? What instrument are you using to sift out this water? Because even if Zalzan, it's not going to be a problem of Mishamer, because you're not Makbe, whatever the case may be, but you still have to reckon with the kibbutz problem. So that's what Ze'iri went out of his way to say. You can use a Mishameris, yes, but you can't use Sudrin. So this is the Torah's version of how to jive the Mishnah and the Gemara. So again, we started out. The Mishnah says Sudrin, the Gemara says Mishameris. So what's the relation between those two statements? So according to the Rambam, they're talking about two different levels of Shimur. One's Talmid Mutter, one's a Nisra D'Rabbanon. According to the Rambam, they're talking about the same thing. There is the Lashon of Ze'iri's Lav Davka. And according to the Torah, they're talking about two different things, not because of Hilchos Shimur that requires a difference between Mishameris and Sudr, but the difference is based on Hilchos Kibbutz. That Hilchos Kibbutz is not an issue in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is only talking about Yayin, therefore Sudin and Mutter Kabachal Mishameris, whereas the Gemara, which introduces Ziri, introduces Mayim, so then it's only Mishameris and not the Sudah. Tzaveya. Let's say a person's eating strawberries and he wants to wipe his hands on the tablecloth. Or napkins, like more modern people. But the Rishon talking about the tablecloth. So some held that was a problem of tzaveya, that you're dirty, that you're I gave it away. Yeah, you're dying, you're painting the tablecloth. So others, like the Ravas, held there wasn't a problem, because that's called derech lichloch. It means you're not considered to be, you're not beautifying the tablecloth. It means the nature of the melacha of tzaveya is to beautify something, to make it pretty, but if you're making something filthy through paint, so that's not considered to be tzaveya. So the stomach, that would be the same thing here also.
I'm just saying that according to the tour that Suda would be looking closer to the Mishameris being looking at
Mishameris. Right.
So why would the Mishameris be looking?
Because it could be that it's also that you're not Makbid. It could be a Tachal Maya scheme with a type of wine that you're not Makbid on, so it's not an issue of Mishameris. Yeah, I think so. So we're not really learning Malach of Kibbutz right now, but just you have to understand just the ABCs of Kibbutz just to be able to understand what in the world the Torah's Peshat in this whole sugya is. So there's a basic problem with the Torah. It means if we're dealing with Kibbutz, so why is Kibbutz not a problem with a Mishameris? So the question is this, the Metzius HaDvarim, what exactly is a Mishameris? So if you would have asked me, I would have said a Mishameris is not subject to Kibbutz because it's not a garment, it's nothing. So that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says that Mishameris is not a problem because since it's normal to pour liquids in the Mishameris, so therefore you're not really too machbit about the Mishameris, about the Mishameris presumably getting wet, and therefore it's not included in Malachas Kibbutz. So the question is, what in the world is that supposed to mean? So there was a major machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham. How do they shot at this door? What kibbutz problem exactly is this? You have this handkerchief. You're pouring the water over the handkerchief. So what exactly is the kibbutz issue? So comes the Beis Yosef and says this touches on famous machlokes of Rishonim. But how do they shot at the sugya in Maseches Zevachim? The Gemara says that there's a klal in kibbutz. That Shriyaso Zeo Kibbutzo. There are different materials are subject to different levels of kibbutz. Let's say I have a shirt and I pour a little bit of water on the shirt, or I soak the shirt in a bucket of water. So even though I don't use any elbow grease, I don't rub it, I don't scrub it, that's considered to be an Isser of kibbutz Diaraisa. That's the Chiddush in Gemara and Zavachim Tzadi Dalet says. That Shriyaso by a beged, Shriyasos Yal Kibbutz. So in contrast to, let's say, I have a leather or something, so if I take a piece of leather and I throw it into a bucket of water, that's not Kibbutz. But if I'm a Mishafshet and Mishafshet and I rub it and I scrub it, so that is considered to be Kibbutz Deraisa. The original cloud, the original distinction that the Gemara gives between Begin and Or was not said in Nuch HaShabbos. Where was that? Why is that Sugi in Zvachim? Who knows? Why is that in Zvachim, the Sugi? Why isn't it in Shabbos? Right, because the pasuk says in Parshas Tzav that if you have a korban chatas and it spritzes onto a beged, so you have to be mechabes the beged, you have to be mechabes the b'chum kadosh. You have to do the kibbutz, you have to have a washing machine in the Beis HaMikdash. You have to mamish wash it to get out the stain in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a whole discussion there about the klolim of a kibbutz, what constitutes kibbutz. So the Gemara draws distinctions between or and beged. So those same distinctions, the Gemara says, carry over to Masechet Shabbos. So there is a klal. And when it comes to a beggar, just soaking it in water or placing water on it would be an issur deraisa. That's what I remember in the Marsha. So they used to have a big sign up by the the water doesn't work anymore, no? The cold water thing doesn't work anymore. There used to be a big sign up that used to say that everyone should be careful not to take out any stains on Shabbos. Because taking out a stain, even with a little bit of water, is an issur deraisa, which is correct. That's shiras ozel kibusa. So there was a machlekes that we showed him about how to learn pshat in shiras ozel kibusa. So the Rashbam, that's where the Rashbam Ram comes. Rashbam is in Perek in Daf Kuf Chaf. So who said we have to learn Kol Kisrei today? Who's that? Don? Okay, so Kol Kisrei, Perek Kol Kisrei, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. It's a very famous Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about what do you do if you have a fire on your talis on Shabbos. So what? Yeah, kibbutz. Yeah, it's also your gram kibbutz. So the Mishnah talks about talash, the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes in the bottom of Kuchav Amidal talash avosba, or we said echad poshim is kasaba. Okay, let's try to put it on the other side. I mean, so yeah, the Gemara has a whole discussion about putting water on the talash on Shabbos. So Tosis quotes the Rashbam and says, wait a second, how can you put water on the talash? Forget about the issue of kibbutz, but after the issue of kibbutz, isn't this a problem of Shri Yasuo's El Kibbutz? So Tosis and Kuchav Amidal from the bottom quotes Pirush Rashbam lav dafka al talash. The Rashbam holds that you're not allowed to put the water on the talis. When the Gemara says no, it's on the talis, it means like on the side of the talis something. To take water and put on for garment and Shabbos is mamash osam in the Torah. So you see clearly that the Rashbam understood that from the fact that he had to give it this as adjurei or kimta, that the Rashbam understood that shiras ozel kibbutz applies even if it's clean. That it was a nisuk deraisa to wash a clean beged on Shabbos. So comes Tosfos on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Tosfos has a whole bunch of kashas. Tosfos says in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, top Tosfos, the Im Tomer, first one is V'yesh Lomer. It's about, you see where Hazel Hashmona Shratzim, so go over to the side a little bit and up two or three lines. So Vim Tomer, Heichi Shoy Hasam Likanesh V'Bugadeha, Benita Nami Ech Tovelas V'Bugadeha, Neima Shri Yasu Deo Kibusa, Okay, I mean, it's about Greg Lam Chavis. It's the Gemara in Beitza that says that a woman is technically allowed to go to the Vikva with her clothes on. Because if the clothes are loose, and then the water's going to go right under the clothes, it's okay. We, our minig is we don't do that anymore. And the Gemara says you're allowed to go to the mikvah with a lot of things that are loose, because the whole problem of chatzitza is only if it's mamish stuck and prevents the water. That's what the Mishnah says. If a woman's wearing a ring, if the ring is loose, so technically speaking, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. So the Rishonim, we don't do that anymore either. We take off our rings and we take off our jewelry, we take off our clothes, because you don't want to, it's hard to be Mishaya once called loose enough. But if you need the Gemara, you're allowed to go to the mikvah with your clothes on. So comes tells us and says, how can the Gemara there is talking about on Yontif, that a woman's going to go toivel on Yontif, and the context of the sugya is that Tefillas Adam is mutar on Shabbos in Yontif, but Tefillas Kalim is also on Shabbos in Yontif. The reason for the difference is that Tefillas Kalim looks like a tikkun, looks like you're fixing the kli. The kli was tamei before, now you're making a tahor. Whereas by a person, you don't say that svara, because Adam Nirek a maker, because we just say that we view the person as going to take a shower. He's going to just throw a cool off. He's not. We don't view it as a tikkun of the gavra. That's what some rishonim said, that this manazet doesn't apply anymore because we live in such cold climates. So no meshugan is going to go in the middle of the winter to go take a dip in the mikvah. So the stama, the issue of tefillah should fall to place with manazet, and we don't accept that. We pass in Allah shulchan aruch, and it was needed that a woman goes to the mikvah even in front of her.
Isn't there the chashash of the sechita?
Yeah, that's part of the whole sugya. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara, that's one of the reasons also why they ask the tefillos kelim. So comes the Gemara and says that you can have a kun. So let's say a woman, she's a nida, and her begotten are also tameh because they also came into contact with tumah. So now she wants to be mitar herself and her begotten. So to be tameh her begotten alone on yontif, that would be awesome because that's the gzeir midrabban of ein tameh kelim yontif. So she'll go to the mikvah with her clothes on. So I'm not going to tell my begotten, I'm telling myself. I have to be dressed by golly. I'm going to lock out. I'm going to get my begotten clean. I'm going to get my begotten tar. So the Gemara's all discussion of Beitza. Can you pull off that stunt? So Taisa says, what do you mean, can you pull off that stunt? How in the world can we let a person go to the mikvah in the clothes on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Chanisa deraisa of kibus, that they're washing off the clothes. Shri also zil kibuso. So comes to us and says, V'yeshloimar, the daf geicha the ikatibas dam altinuf amashriyasa zel kibuso. The original sugya in Zvachim, as we mentioned before, is talking about a beggar that has dam chatas on it. So says Taisus, if you have a dirty beggar and you put it into water, so that's the chiddush of shriyasa zel kibuso. Even though you didn't scrub it out, that's going to be an isid arais of kibus. But let's say you have a clean beggar, a clean shirt, you throw it into a bathtub of water. Like, why is that also? What is that? What kind of shriyasa kibus? There's no kibus at all. So this is the machlekes Rashbam and Taisa. The major machlekes Rashbam and Taisa is what's the hagadar? What are the guidelines of shriyasa zel kibus? According to the Rashbam, it's also in the Torah, even without any stain. According to Taisa, it's only also if it's a stain. But hopefully we get back to kibus. We'll spend a lot more time in this machlekes. So comes the Beis Yosef, and he says, this machlekes is at the root of what the Torah is talking about. But the Torah says that pouring water on the sudrim is considered to be an isser of a kibus. What isser of kibus is? It says the Beis Yosef. He must be referring to shriyasa zel kibus. What's the guy going to do? We're afraid that the guy is going to pour water onto the sudra. He's going to rub out the sudra. He's going to start scrubbing the sudra. He says, well, what do you mean he's going to scrub the sudra? So says the Beis Yosef. The Torah meant he was choshish for the Rashbam Shita, that Shriyasa Zer Kibusu applies, and presumably the Suda is clean. It doesn't say the Suda is necessarily dirty. So that was the fear, that you can't pour water on the Suda, because that'll be a Nisa Derais of Shriyasa Zer Kibusu. That's the way the Beis Yosef teaches up the Torah. But then the question becomes, so what about the second half of what the Torah says? That if it's a mishameres, which is also a cloth, but the difference between a suda mishameres is that a mishameres is also a kach, that it's a type of a thing that a person isn't mocked on if it gets wet. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So according to the Beis Yosef, it's an unbelievable chiddush. It means when do you say that by a beggar, triyasa zel kibuso, that's only on something where you care about. It's only on something that you're mocked on. But something that you're not mocked on, that you always throw into water. You don't think twice about throwing it into water. So just the fact that some water got on it, that's not considered to be shriyasa zel kibuso. That's how the Beis Yosef is learning, because otherwise there's no parallel. Otherwise the way the Torah of shot in the Mishnah in Zairi, the Mishnah was matir besudrin, and the Gemara was matir only mishameres, because Zairi and the Gemara is talking about mayim. So even though Shriyasa Zekibusu is an Isidera Isa, and even though Shriyasa Zekibusu, like the Rashbam, applies even to clean clothes, but the buck stops here, that if it's Lusokha Mishameres, if it's, even though it's a cloth type of material, but you don't really care about it because it's a type of Mishameres that's always getting wet, so then you don't say Shriyasa Zekibusu. That's how the Beis Yosef works. Does anyone understand that? Huh? What other great person didn't understand that? The Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham comes. I thought everyone would look it up, no? You didn't realize to look up the Magen Avraham? Daniel, look. You saw the Torah? I didn't put the Torah on either. What? Put the Torah on. Did I put the Beis Yosef on?
No.
No? Okay.
I saw it.
What?
Yes.
So, isn't that what he said? No, I think so. That's what he said, yeah. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, what kind of story is this? He says, this is Shriyasa Zeo Kibusel. So Me'echa Teisa, that the person's personal akpad is going to play any role in whether it's called the kibus or not. So says the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef got the tour entirely wrong. That whereas the Beis Yosef committed the tour dafka to the sheet of the Rashbam, the Magen Avraham says that fakir, the tour is dafka, not the sheet of the Rashbam. That it's not an isser of Shriyasa Zeo Kibusel that we're concerned with. Because Imtum Saloma, that was a problem with Shriyasa Zeo Kibusel, then there would be no reason to be matir anymore by Meshameras than by Sudra. So what is the isser of Kibus? So says the Magen Avraham, Avad and Avad, the Torah Paskin like Tosfos, that Shriyasa Zeo Kibusel doesn't apply when it's a clean beged. But there's an additional isser that's called Tzchitas HaBeged. If a person squeezes out a beged, that's considered to be included in the Malacha of Kibus, and that will apply presumably even if the beged is clean. We'll have to see hopefully later on why that should be so. So says the Magen Avraham, that's what the tool was driving at. That he didn't mean that the pouring of the water onto the sudrin is going to be an act of kibus. What he meant was, is that the pouring of the water onto the sudrin is going to lead you to the kibus. When is it going to lead you to the kibus? In 5 minutes from now, when you go ahead and you sochet it, you go ahead and you squeeze out the sudr, that's going to be a malacha of schita. But the etzem pouring is not a problem because the Torah is machriya like Tosfos against the Rashbam, that we're not concerned with Shriyasa Zeo Kibusel. So what's the significance of this pshat? So now comes the Magen Avraham and says, now everything is mamish hunky dory. Everything makes perfect sense. Why is the difference between sudrin and mishameres? Why? Because we're not concerned with the etzem act of kibus. We're afraid of the gezeira shema yischo. So when do we make a gezeira that a person is going to squeeze out something? Let's say a guy uses a suit, he uses a shirt to sift out the wine, to sift out the water. So his shirt, you see, he never has a shirt getting soaking wet. He doesn't want to have a soaking wet shirt. So we have to really be nervous that if we're going to let him use his shirt, we're going to let him use a suder to separate the dregs from the water, the water from the bugs, whatever else is inside the water. So then you have to be afraid because they have a Shema Yisrael. If you're using a Mishameres, so the Mishameres is always soaking wet. So who bothers to dry out the Mishameres? It's like a towel. You don't say Gezer Shem Yisrael on towels. You only say Gezer Shem Yisrael on Begadim. That's what the Rishonim point out. Because you don't say Gezer Shem Yisrael on something which is dark and Bechach to always remain wet. So the Magen Avraham says the Beis Yosef totally misunderstood what the Torah meant when he said that there's a problem of Kibbutz. He did not mean the act of Kibbutz Deraisa of Shriyasa Zeo Kibbutz, because then there would be no chiluk between Sudrin and Mishameres. He meant the Gzeira de Rabbanu Shem Yizchol, where the chiluk makes perfect sense. So you tell me, what did the Torah mean? You got a piece of paper there? Got a Torah for me? So what did the Torah say? Boy. Let's see. This is handy, because we got the wrong page.
Oh, it's wrong page.
Could it be? Mishameres and Basan le Bashamarim. Get on? Sai Bashamar, I feel three Mem Shadow of the Mishmar Basanam and Mishumbar. Unless Bashamar Mem Shab is able to let Mammy Shabs with Slow. The Anna Mam Shabs Leo Basan is very good. Mishumbar. That is wrong. It was on the wrong page. That's why nobody knew what I was talking about. The next page. No one's got a Torah? No? No Torah? Okay. Where's you know who we need him? He's the one there.
Hey, what's the answer of Kibbutz Mishum Slita?
Right, what's the answer of Slita Mishum Kibbutz? Kibbutz is the Amalacha. Liban's the Amalacha.
So saying, if you're so late for the stuff out,
that's
an
issue of kibbutz, yeah.
And that only applies to Mayim?
Yeah, oh, right. So this whole Shtukal Torah, again, whether you learn Pshat in the Torah like the Mishos, or you learn like the Magen Avraham, clearly the issue of kibbutz is only applying to Mayim, not the Ayin. Otherwise, the whole thrust of the Pshat doesn't get off the ground. The Torah is clearly trying to distinguish why the Mishnah speaks about Sudran and the Gemara talks about Mishameres. So the answer is because the Mishnah was talking about only Ayin and the Gemara was talking about Mayim as well. So then you have a detailed machlekes basically in the Magen Avraham, which angle of kibbutz the Torah is referring to, which again is going to depend ultimately on the machlekes, the Rashbam and Tosfos, and when you say Shiras Zeh Kibbutzo. Fine, so how many pshatim do we have now in the sugya? So again, we're learning Kuflam and Tesla Begs. We're trying to figure out Mishama Sayayin. So we have four different pshatim in the sugya. Why is the Mishnah talk about Sudrin and why does the Gemara talk about Mishamera? So according to the Ran, because the Mishnah is talking about something with there's no Shima Deraisa, there's only a Shima Derabanan. So therefore you need a Shina in order to be Matadis of Shima Derabanan. Whereas the Eri and the Gemara is talking about a case where there's no Mishamer at all because it's Yayin Solo, it's Mayan Saluim, that's one beer. Then you have the Rambam's beer that Taka, the word Mishameris and the Eri is misleading, that it really means Sudrin, that everything is only Mutra Day Sudrin, with the Chumra being that even if it's Yayin Solo, Mayan Saluim, it's only going to be Mutra Ayde Shinoi. Then you have the Tour, according to the Beis Yosef, that the difference between Sudrin and Mishameris is not really a Shimer issue, it's a Kibbutz issue, but both are referring to the Isser Derais of Shiras Zod Kibbutz. So, for some strange reason, when you ain't a Machbet, so Shiras Zod Kibbutz doesn't apply. And then you have the Magen Avraham's version of what the Torah said, that they're both talking about Kibbutz, but we're not addressing the Shiras Zod Kibbutz and the Derais aspect of Kibbutz. We're talking about the Derabon and the Gzer Shem Yisrael, where we can begin to understand a little bit the Chiluk. That's very partial, right? Has everyone read this Mishnah? Everyone read this Gemara? Right? Yes, if you read this Mishnah, this Gemara, so you realize there are four different Mahalchim. Daniel, no, you got it? No? Didn't everyone realize this before Shia? What did we accomplish in Shia? We just said over what it says in the Mishnah. We're learning, I told you yesterday, we learned Mishnah. That's what we learned this year. We learned Mishnah today, not the Mishnah yesterday. You have to understand a little bit about, no? Understand a little bit about the Mishnah. Well, it's a lot about where did this whole picture put us? Lamaisa, where do we go from here? So the putting aside the Torah's confusion in terms of the Kibbutz angle, let's leave Kibbutz out of this for a minute. Let's focus a little bit more on the Mishamer part. So is there a problem of is there a problem of Mishamer, Halach Lamaisa, the person really isn't all that makpid about what's getting separated? Basically, the Halach equivalent of Yayin Sol or Mayan Saluin, Mizman Hazeh, should we be choshesh if there's any problem of Mishamer at all? So, Lechara, the bottom line is if you put the Torah out of the equation, this bottom boils down to Machlekes Ran and the Rambam, that according to the Ran, so the question that you have to ask yourself is let's say we want to do Mishamer in a normal way. We don't want to stop doing Mishamer Kiliachayan. We want to be Matir at Mamash outright. We want to invoke Zairi's Din. So according to the Ran, what criteria are necessary to invoke Zairi's Din? So it has to be Api Allah, it has to be Yayin Sol, Api Allah, it has to be Mayim Tzulun. How did the Ran define Yayin Sol and Mayim Tzulun? Not just drinkable, I mean, most people would drink it this way. And the person just wants to console it a little bit more. So that's if you work with the Ran's Haggadah. So according to the Ran, that's the only question you have to ask yourself. Is that the only question you have to ask yourself? Is there perhaps another question you have to ask yourself? What other possible question may you have to ask yourself in order to be mastered according to the Ran? Is it enough that most people are not mastered? Yeah, do you have to be not mocked, but also means that we have to be concerned with this idea of Akshavei we spoke about yesterday. That we already saw Akshavei in Machos Asuras yesterday, and we saw Akshavei where else? We saw by Schita also with Akshavei. So with their eyes, right? We put with that a little bit in the Sugya of Schita. So maybe according to the Ran, in order for it to really be mutter, it's not just enough that most people aren't machped, but that you're not machped also. So why are you doing it if you're not machped? You want a little bit better. But let's say if you couldn't get it that way, so you would drink it anyway. So that's unclear. So that's the Bir Halacha quotes of suffering from the Prima Gadim. According to the Ran, what would that Halacha be? According to the Rambam, it's a moot question. Because according to the Rambam, it's going to be usher anyway. Even if most people drink it and you personally are not machped, it's still only going to be mutter besudrin, because according to the Rambam, the one is the Eru, Sof Mishameris doesn't, but there is no such Gemara. It's only mutter Ayidei Sudrin, so it's going to be hard for us to be filter things with Manazah with Sudrin. So according to the Rambam, it's probably going to be a problem. So how do we pass in Allah, Machlagis the Rambam and the Ram? So most folks can not like the Ram. We pass in Allah, Halacha Lamais like the Ram. So if you want to filter something on Shabbos, so the only two questions you have to ask yourself is would most people not care about it? And then, if you want to be machmir, like that's on the people got to be up to ask whether you would not care about it as well. So this, of course, becomes the very, very critical question, halacha l'maaseh, about water filters on Shabbos. Everything that we spoke about was just the introduction to these next 2 minutes about what's the bottom line, can you use a water filter on Shabbos? So if you're passing like the Ran, so most people here, most people are makbid. Let's see, before kashrus scares came into the being. So even some people, like using water filters for health reasons. Most people probably are not so makbid. If you go to a chasen and they didn't have filtered water, most people would drink it anyway. So then it would only depend on what kind of person you are. So if you're a type of person who will not drink unfiltered water, you'll bring your own bottles of water to chasenas. So then you can't use a water filter on Shabbos. If you're a kind of person who really doesn't care all that much, you just like it, it's a little bit healthier, then presumably it's going to be a mutter. So that's what the din was until a few months ago, that the water filter should be mamshet agamar. Now, of course, the problem becomes the chaskashrus will now affect the chas Shabbos, because if a person holds that you have to have filtered water up your halacha, because all the water in the city is treif, has got bugs floating around in it, so, and I'm saying whether I committed myself to that statement or not, I'm saying if it's number one to take such an approach, so that's going to have serious ramifications for Shabbos as well. So then it turns out that's like Yayin Akura now, that's like Mayim Akura, that's like something that most people should be makbid on, or maybe even most people are not makbid, maybe you should be makbid on it. So that's going to have a problem. So the answer to the question, can you use a water filter, because that depends on that question. It means if you mamish hold that it's treif, and most people really hold that it's treif, so then it's a problem. Whereas if you don't really hold that it's treif, and most people really don't hold that it's treif, it's just the yes, is AC using it, then it's going to be mutter. So I don't know. So there's not a Shabbos shaila, there's a kasher shaila. So whatever the psak of those kashers is, will depend on whether you can use the water filter in Shabbos.
Right.
I don't know. But it's not going to make really a difference, because we're trying to be makbid for that sound of the primitive others, that if you personally are makbid, it's also a problem. So even if most people are not makbid, if you think that it's a problem, so then it's like a problem with Shabbos as well. What about on Yontif? Should there be anything wrong with doing it on Yontif? So the Mishnah says Beferish, that you're allowed to do Mishamer on Yontif. That's the whole beginning of the Sugya Berak Tolan, that you're allowed to use a regular Mishameris on Yontif, that Mishamer is from one of those Malachas. But a Mutter on Yontif, which is Taka Pelin the Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, how can it be that Mishamer is Mutter on Yontif? So Bishlam of Mishamer is Misham Bayrer, Babin or Bezerah, so then it's okay, Bayrer is Mutter on Yontif. Barakinius, Mishalmi, still be Paschim Bayrer basically is Mutter on Yontif. But if you hold that Mishamer is Chayim Mishim Merakeh, so Merakeh is one of those malachas that's was never hutter on Yontif. So the Rishali seems to be doiche that man diyomer that it's Chayim Mishim Merakeh based on the Mishnah. Mishnah is the fairish that Mishamer is hutter on Yontif. Must be a Raya Bura that there's no issue of Merakeh. So Derech Agav, what do you see from that Rishali? In the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, that Leman diyomer says Yechayim Mishim Borer, is it only Bar and not Merakid, or is it also Mishim Merakid? So Rashi says you're both, and Taisa says it's only Bar and not Merakid. So you see Klor from the Rishalmi, that Taisa is right. Because the Rishalmi says that the fact that Misham is Mutar Yontif, that's a Hochocha that Rab is correct, that it's also Mishim Barer. If Rashi is right, that Rab agrees that it's also Mishim Merakid, how is that a Hochocha for Rab? Rab is in the same hot water as Rabbi Zair is. That you see Klor from the Rishalmi, that Laman, the Yomah that it's Barer, it's only Barer and not Merakid. So the Chayr and the Misham is a Mishnah like that. So the Chayr we should, it's hard for me to say the Mechri, Mechag is Rashi and Tosfos, but the Rishami does point out that the emes is that the Mishnah says it's Mutar, and the only way to understand the Mishnah being Mutar is to say that it's only Bar and not Merakit. So whatever the law is, the bottom line is, the Gemara says that it's Mutar and Yontif. So the bottom line is that they use the water filters on Yontif. That's the din of the Mishnah, that even if it's a Klisha Dark Abakas, it's going to be Mutar.
So if most people are not makbid for the restraining, but you yourself are makbid, would it help to do it alayde shina?
If most people, start again, most people are not makbid and you're makbid, so then that's considered to be, the pribagadim tzav, that's like the middle ground, that's like a derabonatik case, so maybe a shina, how can you fill the water with a shina? You put your shirt under the water? Okay. Keep his problems. Yeah. So sometimes we find that sometimes the chamim will make when you have double derabanan. So it's not a klal girl with double derabanan. So you have to look at each case. So anyway, I call upon him, so we just have to remember in terms of the Isra Meshamer, Machlaik is the Rabbit or Zera, Machlaik is the Rishon, in which way, whether the Machlaik is exclusive or not. And puts it over the Yechayim Mishu both, you really Chayim both for the same action. Then you have to figure out the form Halacham and the Rishon, and how to live Shad in this Mishnah, this Gemara, and that, how it plays out in terms of the Lamais. That's a pretty easy Halacham Merakit, right? Okay? Good. So hopefully, Chitzmar and Pidjaben part 2. And then hopefully on Sunday we'll start with Lisha. So hopefully by tomorrow I'll have the Marvel coming. They should be ready in the office. I'll try to get it by the morning.